This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're with us today. And we broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to give us a call, we've got lines available, and we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And if they ever get that listen line stable, I'll give you that number as well. But right now, I'm not confident it's stable, so we'll omit giving you that number. Blake is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Blake, thank you very much for being side-by-side here at USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Gwyneth, it's dark, isn't it?
It's dark.
Yeah, 1 a.m. 1 a.m. in Australia. Yeah,
we've actually wound our clocks back, so it's midnight.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So, yes. Well, I'll tell you, it must have been rough when you were broadcasting with me at 2 a.m. and then 1 a.m. and now it's just midnight. That's
midnight.
A little better, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a bit better.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, you know, yesterday...
I've got my wood-fired cooking range and a cup of tea. And so I'm happy.
Great. You know, yesterday it was 73 degrees Fahrenheit here at the farm. This morning, now I'm talking about yesterday afternoon, this morning it's 28 degrees. 28. I mean, a massive, very quick temperature change. This is not good for anything. It's not good for the plants. It's not good for the animals. It's not good for anything. That is, I think, the largest swing in temperature in a short time that I've ever experienced in my life. Absolutely unbelievable. So, you know, we've seen 20 degree changes in a day, 30. Over 40. So, have you experienced that in Australia?
We can get those sorts of temperature changes. But it tends to be around about this time of year, and it tends to be over a period of about a week. So we go in degrees Celsius here, and you might get one, in the first part of the week, you might be getting temperatures of 30, 35 degrees Celsius. And then you'll get a cold front comes through. And then by the end of the week, you're down to 18 and 15 degrees Celsius during the day. So that's pretty substantial, but not as substantial as what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So,
pretty significant temperature change. Well, you wanted to talk about some really interesting things. Survival, being a single mom in a Mad Max world. I want to talk about those things. And wow, pretty frightening for many. So maybe we should have a warning for this broadcast that this is a serious business.
Okay. Yeah. If people want to appreciate what a Mad Max world might be like, there's parts of it that are going to be graphic, okay? Parts of it that are going to be mature content. So you've been warned.
We're not talking about nudity. We're not talking about nudity, and we're not talking about profanity. What we're talking about is reality.
Just life. Yeah. In this sort of world, what you're going back to is very much a dog eat dog kind of society in a bunch of different ways. But you know, as far as I'm concerned, this is definitely a strong possibility of how it could play out, at least around here. So we're going to go into a bit of a background. I sent in the email. I did some research earlier on this week into, when George Miller was writing the script and when he was going into the direction of how he should put together the very first Mad Max movie, of who he was and the reasons why he did what he did in that film. And by the first Mad Max movie, I'm not talking about the one that Americans often think is the first movie, okay? There was a Mad Max movie that was released in 1979, but it was generally only released in Australia. Initially, but you can get it out there. It's on YouTube. You can go and watch it for however many dollars, 99 that it is in US dollars, probably $2.99 US or however much it is. And you can go and watch it, but it is R-rated, and it's R-rated for a good reason. But how Archie, that was my husband. He was a seer. He was somebody, he had the baptism with the Holy Spirit, and God used to show him things that were going to happen. And he would tell everybody who was around him, this is going to happen, and that will happen, and then that will happen. And sure enough, the sequence of events, no matter how unlikely it was, it would happen. And before he died, which was almost 15 years ago, he's had a sequence of events of things that would happen just before the Messiah came. Okay, so that's just before the return of Jesus Christ. And you can believe that or not, but we're talking about apocalypse here. And if you're talking about apocalypse, you should go and read the Apocalypse of John. Okay, because that's the original description of apocalypse. That's where you get the word from. And it's all about the return of Jesus Christ and the events leading up to it. How he saw things unfolding was a Mad Max world, and beginning with the first Mad Max movie is basically a group, outlaw motorcycle gangs begin to take over the highways. Is basically the plot of the film. And, they're so devastating to the Australian economy that what remains of the Australian government after some unspecified emergency, okay, is put into setting up a select group of very highly armed, that they're given very, very fast, good cars, namely Ford Falcons with turbochargers. I don't think you have Ford Falcons in the United States, do you?
Well, we used to. We used to back in the 1960s, probably 1960 yeah. through maybe 64, we had Ford Falcons. But
yeah.
they typically had small six-cylinder engines, like 170 cubic inches and 200 cubic inches.
Yeah.
And well, by the way, that was the platform for the Ford Mustang. The Ford Mustang is really a rebodied Ford Falcon.
Yeah, well, they were still making Ford Falcons in Australia up until a few years ago. And selling them, and people were buying them. The Aussies really, really love the Ford Falcon. Okay, it's one of the biggest selling cars here. And even on the second-hand car market, they're still very much in demand. Anyway, the original Mad Max vehicle, Mad Max is a movie that's famous for its vehicles. The original Mad Max vehicle was a souped-up, turbocharged Ford Falcon, 1970s Australian-built Ford Falcon. And, Max gets this turbocharged vehicle as a police car. He is a policeman, and it's his job to go and shut down these gangs. And he goes around the highways basically wiping them out by, basically running them over in the movie. And like I said, it extends into what's called in the movie Road Wars. And that's where you get the term road warrior in the Mad Max movies. And, you know, you would have to watch all the movies, all four of them, really, to get the idea of how things end up playing out. Because we don't have very many nuclear reactors in this country. But we have a few, and apparently they go la-la in the Mad Max movies, okay? There's a few which might be in and around Sydney and Canberra, for instance, okay? But the locations, I don't know where they are. They're just somewhere in that area of the country. And in the movies, that's the area that receives the brunt of whatever it is that wipes out the whole country. So it's never really told, but it's implied that it's some sort of a nuclear catastrophe. Like, for instance, in the Thunderdome movie, Max has a Geiger counter. He tests all of his water with a Geiger counter. And he has some guy coming in from the desert, and he says, pure, fresh water. And then Max, you know, has his Geiger counter and goes, over the water.
Mm.
And he says, thanks, mate.
It's
that might be a good idea.
It's interesting you mention that, because we've had some severe flooding. 5 inches of rain in 7 days. Septic systems have cross-connected with potable water. Lagoons have cross-connected with potable water. I think a Geiger counter might be something we might all want to have.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isis is with us. And Gwyneth, I looked up the Ford Falcon, and in the United States, it rained from 1960 to 1970. And actually, they had a crossover kind of a model that they couldn't figure out what to do with, the 1970 and one half Falcon. But there were three generations of Falcons in the United States. I didn't know about the third generation. I knew about the first one and the second one, but not the third. We've got Dan in Texas. Dan, welcome. You're on with Gwyneth Isis and me, Finelli.
Hi, thank you. I listened to you 2 months ago and then last week with Dr. Bill Deagle, and I printed out my 240 pages of the IRS.gov publication 17, and now I'm ready to go to work on getting some tax deductions. Last time I spoke to you, you had mentioned about making sure you don't do any online, but I'm just wondering with the paperwork.
No, I didn't say make sure you... Let me clarify. I didn't say make sure you don't do any online filing. I said I don't do any online filing. And let me just be careful and tell you why. So I believe that the IRS gears up for lazy American filers, and they expect us to wait till the last minute of the last hour of the last day to file. So I don't want to disappoint them. So I file on April 15th, the last day that they're expecting me to file without an extension. So the reason I do that is I want to be right in that great big pile of tax returns with everybody else.
Okay. So when I do
continue
it...
Continue with your question, please.
Okay, and I apologize for misquoting you on that, but I've done that in the past where I would use one of these... companies, and then manually print it out and then send it. Is there like paperwork that you recommend that we do, and then I'll can just, of course, do it manually that way, but not do it electronically?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
So I hate to use the word TurboTax, but that's what I've used
in the past. Okay. All right. First of all, don't use TurboTax. I'll tell you why. Intuit Corporation has lobbied the federal government to keep the tax laws complicated. Okay. Why? Because if they keep the tax laws complicated and if they keep changing the tax laws every year, that means TurboTax comes out with a new and improved version for that year and that year only, and it's disposable software. So they sell you a new box of TurboTax every year. Okay, so we don't want to support a company that's like that. We'd rather have more simplified taxes. That's number one. Number two, why would you use TurboTax to complete the forms after you've done all the work? Why not complete your own forms and save the money and not pay TurboTax? That's another point. And the third point is sometimes TurboTax. Well, sometimes I don't have the forms that the IRS wants me to have. And what I'll do is I'll make them up. I'll take a piece of paper, 8.5 by 11, maybe a lined piece of paper, whatever I happen to have. Maybe it's a little odd sized, and I will use that piece of paper, and I'll write whatever I think the form is that they want me to use on that piece of paper, and I'll put whatever numbers I think they want me to put on there. I may not get them all. I may not have all the categories, but I do my best. And now I want you to read between the lines here, class. So I do my best, and sometimes I don't have room to write things about, you know, under penalties of perjury and things like that on, because that's a lot of work. So I write what I think I need to write and no more. Let me give you another example. So we got a tax form from the county, and they wanted to know how many cows, sheep, hogs, horses, tractors, computers. They wanted a list of everything. And they want it on their form, which is larger than 8.5 by 11. Well, that doesn't really fit my filing system too well. So what I did was I photocopied it. I have a photocopier here, which, by the way, was a tax deduction. And it's an older photocopier. So I reduced the size from their legal size to 8.5 by 11. And I sent it to them. Now, it didn't have all the information that they wanted, and so one of the things I said was they wanted to know how many of each. And I said, well, I don't know. This is an estimate, but I don't know. This is just, you know, my estimate. What I'm telling them is, I don't know, and you're not going to hold me to it because I'm telling you it's an estimate. Okay? And other things that they wanted, I didn't have room to put that on the photocopy paper. It just didn't fit. You hear what I'm saying? I don't necessarily comply. And what they and hold on, and we'll take the rest of this through the...
Thank you.
Right after the break. But, so they called me and said, hey, we need the original. Oh, shoot, I threw it away. Darn. We'll be right back.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist opposed to will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
God, you're
take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. And Gwyneth, I just want to let you know that I said earlier this week that if anyone had any tax questions, because April 15th, the tax deadline for filing returns without an extension, is coming up on us, and if anyone had any questions, I'd be glad to entertain those and try to help as best I could. And Dan called earlier this week, and this is the second time. And Dan, you've encouraged me to feel that humanity, we do have a chance, because what you're doing is you're taking a stand and you're being proactive and you're trying to reduce the amount of money that you give the government. As a matter of fact, because of you, Dan, I'm being very serious, because of you, I'm going to do a special broadcast with Bill tomorrow. tomorrow afternoon on GCN at 4 p.m. Central Time, and it's going to be about taxes. So please continue with your question.
Okay. So last time we spoke, you told me to go on YouTube, Extreme Tax Deductions. It's a seven-part series that I think you thought was going to be one part. And anybody that wants to save money and put it right back in the IRS's face, I think that would be a good step for everybody through YouTube. My question is, I've got a side business, and I'm just trying to do the due diligence. I'm looking forward to an audit, and I'm telling my associates and my family, hey, let's do this where if we're going to do an audit, we're going to spend the whole day and have fun with the IRS, and it's going to be an education. I just want to make sure I have the right paperwork that I'm filling out. So I don't want to use theirs. I want to make my own. I'm kind of confused on that.
Well, I'm not saying that you have to make your own. I'm just saying sometimes I do. Sometimes if there's a schedule of depreciation items, I might not like their form. I might find the spaces aren't conducive to what I want to put in there. I might not be able to fit my notes in there. I might just take even a yellow piece of paper, like a legal pad piece of paper, and I might write my depreciation schedule on there. Now, if I do it year number one, well, the next year I've got to do the same format, and then the year after, and then it keeps continuing for 7 years or more, depending on the depreciation schedule of that particular property or piece of equipment that I'm depreciating. So what I'm saying is, I make up my own forms. I do. I don't throw it in their face, but sometimes, I use mostly their forms, but if I don't want to, I'll use my own. And I haven't found anything in any IRS literature nor regulations that says you will use our forms. I haven't seen anything. It's allegedly a voluntary system. So why would I have to use their forms if I'm volunteering? I'm looking at a form that I filled out last couple of days, and on the bottom it says, I do solemnly swear or affirm that the foregoing list contains true and correct statement of all tangible personal property made taxable by the laws of the state of Missouri, which I owned or which I had under my charge or management on the first day of January. I further solemnly swear or affirm that I have not sent or taken or caused to be sent or taken any property out of the state to avoid taxation. So help me God. And that was with a capital G when they wrote God. Well, I'm not going to do that. Why would I say that I swear that this is accurate? Because I don't, honestly, I'm not talking about tax evasion. I'm saying I don't know. I don't know all the property. I don't know all the laws. So I'm certainly not going to agree to solemnly swear or affirm that this is a complete list when I don't know what the law is. So I write, this is an estimate. And sometimes I will cross through the part where they say I do solemnly swear or under the penalty of perjury, I affirm. I cross that out and I initial it. And that what that's saying is I'm modifying this agreement. I don't agree to solemnly swear or affirm because I don't know. And I'm not willing to be hung for making a mistake. I'm not talking about evasion. I'm talking about making an honest mistake because I'm not willing to be hung for making a mistake. Are you with me, Dan?
Oh, definitely. And I guess I'm thinking of, and I've only listened to you a few times through the YouTube and Dr. Deagle. I feel like there's a book there you're ready to write about dummy taxes for dummies that I'll buy 10 copies of.
Well, actually, I was thinking about doing a different book. slightly different. And that book is, and I'm really toying with this idea. I'm walking around with a little notebook, one of these little pocket notebooks, and I'm writing down things as I do them. And it would be like life the way Vinny does it. And it's everything. It's not just taxes. It's a lot of saying no. I just say no a lot. And what I'm telling you is, when I get a tax form and they say, here's what you do, this is the standard tax form. I go, no, not for me, it's not, because I don't agree to it. Dan, here's a good takeaway from this question and this call that you've made. When you see a contract that says standard contract, that's not a standard contract. It's a contract that they call a standard contract. Okay? So you can say, well, this is my standard response to your standard contract. I'm going to cross out these 17 lines and initial them because I don't agree to them. Make sure you read everything. Make sure you read everything before you sign it. You know, you go to the car dealer and they want to give you a loan. They go, here, sign this. They go, well, I haven't read it. And they go, okay. And then they're tapping their pen because, you know, you're now into 3 minutes of reading it. Well, it's going to take a day to understand what it's about. So I don't sign anything without reading it. So keep that in mind. But so what you can do, Dan, is you've read that publication 17. You write in the margins of the printout that you have what your understanding of what their words mean to you. And then you use your understanding to put the numbers on the piece of paper that you use, whether it be their piece of paper or yours. Okay? And sometimes when I photocopy, I don't get it exactly lined up. It's not perfectly straight. Sometimes it's, you know, sometimes it's hard to read. Sometimes it's easy to read. I can't help that. You know, I didn't make the photocopier. I didn't make the toner. I didn't make the paper. I just do my best.
Right. Do you recommend, I recommend everybody get another toner because when you print out those 240-plus IRS.gov publication 17, do you recommend I print out 334 and 535 publication?
Print out whatever is applicable, and you don't have to print it all. Just print out those pages that you think are applicable. Now, for the rest of it, what you can do is you can save that file as a PDF, you know, on your computer. And one of the things that I have is I have a spare hard drive or hard drives. I don't want to be too specific on the air of exactly how I do this, but I have storage media that I store PDFs on that are probably somewhat EMP proof. So if I ever have to get back to it, I can. So I would say print out whatever you think is necessary and then write your notes on what you believe it means. Because you have a 3-year window when they can come invite you to spend the day with them or spend some time with them and, you know, for the audit. And I think that's really cool that you want to bring your entire family. And I was not kidding about that. You know, the next audit that we're invited to, I'm going to bring not only family, but friends and camera and recording equipment. I'm going to make a video out of it. I really am. Unless they want to come here. If they want to come to our house, then we'll be on camera. We'll do it live and broadcast it.
Oh, well, that'll be an experience.
That'll be fun.
And when they ask you questions, let me give you an example. So you're at the interview, not an IRS interview, but you're at a job interview. And the guy says to you across the desk, he's the one who's going to make the decision. Whether he's going to hire you or not. And he says to you, hey, Dan, do you always dress like that? And you can say, well, you know, you can, you know, kind of adjust your tie and you can go, well, you know, yeah. Or you can say, hey, that's a really interesting question. What makes you ask? Now, the reason I mention that is because when the IRS auditor says to you, he asks you a question, he's expecting you to be subservient and answer his question. I'm saying you don't necessarily have to answer that question. You might come up with your own question. Like, where in the tax code does it say that? Because I'm here to learn. I'm thanks for inviting me to spend the day with you because this is great. I've got my notebook and I'm going to be taking notes so that if I made any mistakes, I won't be inclined to repeat them again. So can you show me the code and we'll read it together? That's how I would approach, you know, a lot of this.
Okay. Well,
why are you asking for that? Did I discourage you or encourage you?
Yeah, I think I've got some work to do and, due diligence. But if I was doing this all 2017, this would be a no-brainer. And then my final question before I get ready for my J-O-B is with getting family members on board, I know you can either file together or separately. Is it an uphill battle if your significant other's not on board?
Oh, you got to get your significant other on board. That's something you have to do. You have to talk about it, and you can say, well, you know, we can work harder. We can put more hours in. We can get overtime or, you know, whatever the equivalent of that is. Or we can not throw money away. We cannot give it away. Because if we earn a dollar, you know, gross, we probably end up with 50 cents net. Why not save some of that by not giving it away to the other team? Let's keep more of it. And here's how we do it. And we do it by planning. And here's the planning book. This is called Publication 17. This is what they're going to do to us if we choose to voluntarily give them money. Because if we don't volunteer, they're going to arrest us. So here's the playbook. Here's how it works. And you sit down and you talk about it. And that's what I did decades ago with Mrs. Finelli. I explained how it all worked based on my understanding. And then when we go to the audit, we're on the same page. The auditor can't ask me a question and ask Mrs. Finelli a question and get two different answers. The auditor only gets one answer because we're on the same page.
All right. Hey, thank you very much. God bless.
Hey, God bless. Gwyneth and I will be right back.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we're talking about Mad Max. Gwyneth, please continue.
Okay, now, what I was going to say was that George Miller was actually a trauma EMT surgeon before he was a movie director. And he was in a Sydney hospital with an emergency department, and he had to put people back together when they would come in with various injuries. And the reason why, in my humble opinion, the Mad Max movies are so believable, although they are extreme and apocalyptic and such like, is the injuries are so real. And the reason why the injuries are so real is because George Miller is on record as saying that at one time or another he's actually seen most of these injuries come through his medical career. And that's something, and that's the reason why the things like the radiation details, the radiation sickness, the problems with fertility, all of this sort of thing that emerges as being problems in a post-apocalyptic world, the reason why they are in there is because he's actually a trauma surgeon, and he knows that these would be a problem in such circumstances, okay? You know, Australia used to test atomic bombs for the British Crown. That's no big secret anymore. Okay, that was, I'm not saying anything classified here, because that was, that information was released a number of years ago by a whistleblower. So I'm not saying anything that's not out there in the public domain anyway. And you get large sections of the Australian interior are sealed off, and the reason why they're sealed off is because of nuclear contamination, because of open-air atomic bomb testing, okay? This is the background to the Mad Max movies. And so, you know, you see this, you think, wow, that's pretty extreme. And, if, you know, there's a reason why these this series of films generally has an R rating. Primarily, it's because of the injuries that are depicted in the films. But these injuries actually happened to people even in ordinary life, even back in the 1970s, even without there being any apocalypse. Some, these injuries were actually happening to people. And there are things like gunshot wounds, people losing arms and legs, people having limbs chopped off with axes. Is all depicted in these films. And he said he put them in there because he actually saw them coming through the emergency department in this particular Sydney hospital where he was working as a trauma surgeon, and he had to put these people back together. And that was just an ordinary, life. And that's why we said that this deals with graphic content. You'd better make sure that you're not going to have a trauma department. I think it's probably going to be when anything apocalyptic happens, the trauma departments are probably going to shut down. Certainly that's happened in Venezuela. There's no point in going to the hospital. They don't have any medical supplies there. There's no antibiotics. So you'd better, start taking some lessons from somebody like Marjorie Wildcraft or somebody similar, and learn some emergency first aid, because you're going to need it. And if there's one plant that I recommend everybody grows in their garden, it's called comfrey. Okay? It can heal broken bones. It can staunch bleeding, stop bleeding, heal severe bruising. It's an absolutely amazing herb, and we have it growing here all the time.
That's sage advice. Grow comfrey.
Yep.
And we're going to make sure we continue growing it here at the farm. Gwyneth and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements and top of the hour news. Gwyneth is in Australia. We'll be back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.